Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes.
Tom Brady's going to spend the weekend in Monaco, correct?
Correct.
A little racing going on over there.
Little F1.
Monaco.
Beetle.
What?
Monaco. Monaco. It's Monaco.
Who says Monaco?
That moron.
He's dumb. Huh? Yeah?
Is it Tag Heuer event? Is that why he's there?
Hoyer's his backup? He's going to tag Heuer?
I believe it is a Tag
Heuer. Brian Heuer.
Oh!
Herbie Hancock.
Tag, you're it.
No, I think he's there as part of a sponsorship thing, because isn't he a Tag Heuer is one of his products?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He's so, also in, he's been invited there.
What was the watch that he used to endorse?
Tag.
I thought it was always Tag.
It's always Tag.
Oh, there was one before that. Is it Movado?
Swatch?
No, you are right. It was Movado, right?
He switched brands.
So you remember those teeter-totter watches when we had when we were kids? And the mechanism was the two little kids on the teeter-totter back then?
Never had one. Always wanted one. Two things I always wanted, a trombone and that. I thought one of the coolest things was getting on a bus, and there's the kid.
Did you want a nice clean trombone or one that had maybe oxidized a little bit?
I like the oxidized one because you got to polish it. But I would
wanted a rusty trombone.
Yeah, and he would always be at the bus stop with the trombone case. I said, "Come on, let me see it." And he unsnapped both snaps, and you'd open it up, and it would have the blue felt inside.
So you kept asking the other kid on the bus for a rusty trombone,
and I'm like, "Where did you get that?" He goes, "I'm in the band." You don't take less? No. Dad would not let me take trombone lessons. You're not in the band.
No way your father would allow you to have
No way. No way in hell nope. was I playing an instrument. It's like, what do you want, the flute?
So Tom Brady will have a Tag Heuer watch on this coming weekend as he goes to Monaco.
Probably leather strapped one, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
So he's going to be at the race.
Fancy.
He'll be there hobnobbing with big time celebrities. Where he was not this week was OTAs. We've covered that.
Correct.
We also took calls from listeners and Patriots fans who said, had Jimmy Garoppolo been there, he's there. He's in camp. He's not camp, but he's at OTAs, and we agreed.
Yeah.
If Garoppolo was still here, Brady would have been here. What if they had drafted a quarterback? What if the Patriots had gone into the draft earlier this month and use their assets to either move up, or they use their assets to take a pick at the end of the first round, or at their, what was it, 21 where they were at, if they used a pick there, if they had made a pick in a selection of a quarterback. Let's say they had picked Lamar Jackson. Would he have shown up?
No.
Is there any quarterback in that draft that if they drafted, would he have shown up?
Say Mayfield fell to around 18 or 20, and they traded up to there to get him? Or player X, other than Lamar Jackson, I would say yeah.
So wait, anybody but Lamar Jackson?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I just, off the Mike Lombardi commentary, where Lamar Jackson could never commit a run this offense. And he said, he also followed up with, nor could anybody else, really. See, I think Jackson is so unique from an athletic standpoint that you would almost have to have his own offense, sort of that strict nine package thing. Here's nine plays we're gonna roll with. And we want the ball in his hands. I think Tom Brady would look at Lamar Jackson as a weapon that I would like to have in the huddle with me, with Julian, with Rob, you know, with Hogan, with James White, and then throw Lamar Jackson in there in a slot or in the backfield next to him. See, I don't think Brady would view him as a quarterback. If it's Rudolph, I don't know. If it's LaLetta, I think they would pick him where? Second or third round?
I was going to say, so if Mason Rudolph, who went to the Steelers, got drafted by the Patriots, he shows up?
Still probably not. Because even when Tom Brady got suspended, and if Bill Belichick at that time really knew Jimmy Garoppolo is the next guy, right? We drafted Garoppolo. We planned it. We've been grooming him. So Brady gets suspended. And that almost would have been a natural transition. Say Jimmy played great, which he was trending that way, playing great. He ended up getting hurt. Say if Jimmy ran off four straight. The problem was, Bill went to the podium prior to that and said, when Tom comes back, Tom's our quarterback. He probably should have let that ride. If in his mind, or what everybody's saying now, why Tom is pissed is because Bill had the next guy and he was getting ready to move on from Brady.
I'm sorry to go silent on you, Zoe. Sure. We're going to have to get to some breaking news, if you don't mind.
Whoa.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, so we just talked about this probably no more than 15 minutes ago.
I can't believe it.
And it happened.
I can't believe it.
Robert Murray for the win. This is big news coming from the Boston Red Sox.
It's
Alex
unreal.
Speer has it. You want to read it, Hardy?
Yeah. According to Alex Speer, his source says the Red Sox are designating Hanley Ramirez for assignment.
Oh my God.
He's 0 for his last 21 at the plate. And we were just talking about it earlier, the roster moves that would be necessary due to Dustin Pedroia coming back. Red Sox to part ways with Hanley Ramirez. This is the Alex Speer story in the Boston Globe. Red Sox informed Ramirez on Friday morning they were going to designate him for assignment in order to open up a spot for Dustin Pedroia. In doing so, the Red Sox will walk away from more than $15 million remaining on Ramirez's salary through the duration of this season. Red Sox now have 7 days to trade or release Ramirez.
I can't believe it. I really can't.
Would you say this is
the move you're making to bring Pedroia in?
Wow, they really like Blake Swihart, huh? Wow. Wow.
Oh, my God.
According to Spears' column here, this...
I finally come around on Ramirez, and they do this.
The decision to part ways may avoid a potentially awkward situation related to his $22 million vesting option for 2019.
They've really cared about that stuff and those type of contracts. Ridiculous money.
I got to follow this guy, Robert Murray, on Twitter. This guy has good info. You know, he tweeted that out an hour ago, which means he had a piece of information that it could be happening and he couldn't confirm it. That's why he sent it out the way he did. Good
he
for
it.
Him. This guy's good.
And
I like this guy.
And then the Heyman follow-up.
And then Heyman.
No response from the Red Sox. Wow.
All right.
We talked about that off air, too. That just the fact that you didn't get the response... could mean something's cooking.
Batted third in the lineup for 38 of the team's 50 games, half a dozen appearances in the number two spot.
Oh, my God. So go back to the caller's question earlier as far as Pedroia coming in to disrupt chemistry. If you're a young player and you love Hanley Ramirez, and you see how, and Jim, you even called it, sort of a lame move on their part, right?
It's a cheapskate move.
It's a cheapskate move.
Unless they have a deal in the works. If they have a deal that they're working on, that's going to take a couple extra days to complete.
They got
to
be getting somebody back, right?
Maybe their farm system's depleted.
Another arm?
He's your number three hitter. They just designated their number three hitter.
How's your bullpen?
The team with the best record in baseball just designated their number three
hitter. The guy with the most power in your lineup, you just... Wow.
Wait. The most power in your lineup?
Well, I mean,
when
this guy hits moonshots, he hits them.
No, but I know you're going
J.D. Martinez
I'm finding it hard to believe that they didn't have room on their roster for this player.
Hanley Ramirez.
That doesn't make sense to me.
For Blake Swihart.
I mean, he's getting his money.
If he got 497 plate appearances this year, he was going to be guaranteed another $22 million next season.
Yes.
He's already racked up 195 plate appearances, so he was on pace, this is all from Spears' column, to blow past the required number of appearances to secure his salary next season.
Yeah, but you just have to bench him. You don't have to release him.
But through April...
Why would you make a trade for Hanley Ramirez right now to avoid basically him... You'd have to work out salary. The Red Sox would have to eat a bunch of the salary.
They're convinced this is more than a slump. I mean, it's been a few weeks, but through April, he was batting .330, three homers through the end of April. He started the season off well. But he hasn't been good.
How can no local guy get this story?
Alex Speer got the story.
Well, I thought the other guy did. He tweeted it out.
He put it out as speculation.
Well, still, I give that
Alex
guy.
Alex Speer broke the story as this happened.
He's your number three hitter. He's got decent numbers with two outs and runners in scoring position. High leverage situations this year. 333 with 11 RBIs. 13 for 39 in high leverage situations. A guy late in the games when you want in the game.
As a pinch hitter, I just don't understand why there was no room for him on the roster, but there is room for Blake Swihart.
Accountability. Sort of taking hold of the clubhouse. I've given this guy nothing but credit this year.
He doesn't have to play every day.
He reminds me of Ortiz.
He doesn't have to play every day.
Wow.
You don't have to put him in the lineup every single day. You can bench him. You can use him as you please. This seems like an extreme measure, is what it feels like.
This also could be a, unless, I don't know, unless people within had a clue, this is something that could shake a clubhouse up. It really can.
That, to me, is the biggest fear of all this. Hanley is very well-liked in that clubhouse.
Yeah.
This is absolutely going to piss some guys off that are in that clubhouse.
And say if you, I don't mean to term it this way, but say Pedroia is a dink. Or say you're one of those guys that thinks Pedroia is full of hot air. And say he comes in and doesn't play that well, but okay, now we need to go to him for leadership? Who's our leader? If I'm a young guy right now,
I would
now
just
in
say
that,
that if you're
who's our leader?
I would
David
just say,
Price?
If you're happy that the team has been loose and they've had a great, you know, atmosphere and all that around that clubhouse, and guys have played loose, and the younger guys like Betts and Bogarts have, you know, looked like they're having fun.
And what,
they
didn't seem to work, yeah.
And whatever he was doing, Hanley Ramirez, that part of it was working.
I'm stunned.
He didn't have to play every day. Doesn't feel like they needed to do this. Hanley Ramirez has been designated for assignment by the Boston Red Sox. They have 7 days to trade or release the player. We'll get your reaction to that coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Red Sox have designated Hanley Ramirez for assignment. He's had a bad May. But I didn't expect him to get sent packing today. I didn't see that one coming.
They really like Blake Swihart.
Well, they should at least find the guy some playing time if they like him that much.
They really enjoy him. He must be a good clubhouse
guy. It's like
guy.
One of those things, Hardy, where you say, you know what, I've got this thing. It's really valuable in that he was a really valuable prospect, and we gave up a high draft pick to get him, but I don't really have a use for it, but I got to hang on to it because it's worth something, right? One of those deals.
Yeah.
Got to hang on to this thing. I don't have any use for it, but I've got to keep it. And even if that's at the expense of something that I like and I use, but it's less valuable, so we ditch that. You know? It's just, I don't know. It just feels like they're taking this one a little too far.
Where's Carrabas?
Find a trade partner for Blake Swihart, for crying out loud. It's not that hard to do. Dan is in Attleboro. Hey, Dan.
Hey, sorry if this is a terrible phone. I'm talking to you through my helmet at work right now. I don't know how
you're a football player?
Smooth it is. No, I'm a tree guy.
Nice.
That
excited Hardy.
Yeah.
How nice. So first, my 4-year-old daughter loves Big Poppy. Then falls in love with baseball. They trade. Big Poppy retires. Now I got to tell her that Hanley Ramirez is gone.
That's sad.
I'm gonna break her heart. What do I do with that?
I don't know. Tell her and move on with your life.
Do that.
What am I going to do?
Tell her to go climb a tree when the old man and saw some limbs.
Say, well, that's sports. You know, do one of those talks.
Oh man,
that's sports.
She starts crying about Hanley Ramirez. You say, you realize I spent the entire day 60 feet above the ground. But risk of my life, I have to listen to this crap, and then go into your room and slam the door.
Yeah. That's what you do. Introduce her to Mookie Betts. You know? Find a new favorite player. John is in Vermont. Hey, John.
Hey, are we getting ahead of the game in terms of a possible drug suspension coming down the pike here? It's just a theory.
It's not a terrible theory, but...
Interesting.
I mean, listen, you know my thoughts on baseball players. You know my thoughts on the usage of PEDs in that sport. I still believe there's a healthy amount of players using.
I thought that was TB12.
Yeah. What, you don't think Brady's on something? Come on.
A big component of the TB12 method is getting on the gas.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
I feel great.
My question for Hanley would be, hey, that off-season gas you were doing, it wore off right around May 1st.
Doesn't get
for a little something. Yeah. Time for a little pick-me-up, if you don't mind.
Get an oil change.
Doesn't get talked about as much as the bands and stretching and the flaxseed, but yes, the use of PEDs, huge component of the TB12 method.
Human growth hormone.
So Joel Sherman just tweeted, if you're the Mets, would you rather have Adrian Gonzalez at first base or a Hanley-Bruce combo so it will open up a spot in the outfield? How about that? They could take all the retreads.
They could have all the Red Sox garbage from
They could have Adrian Gonzalez and Hanley Ramirez.
Evan and Easton on the Hanley Ramirez move. Evan.
Oh, sorry, guys. What's up?
Hey.
I just think this is just showing that the Red Sox, once again, have no direction. I just feel that if the Red Sox were in last place, I'd get this trade. But why would you do this if you're in first place? And if this is, in fact, that the Red Sox want to cut money, then you might as well get rid of Bogarts. You might as well get rid of Mookie Betts as well and turn in the season.
Now you're getting a little crazy, Evan. I got to cut you off there. This isn't about saving money. I know, Jim, you said that, but it really isn't. They're not saving any money by doing this. They still have to pay him his $15 million. And if they didn't want him to reach the plate appearances to trigger the $22 million for next year, that's an easy thing to do. You just put him on the bench, and you've had plenty of reason to say, Hanley, you're not hitting. Sit on the bench.
But so then you have Swihart and Hanley on the bench.
I don't think this is
playing
a money...
23-man roster.
Well, I'm saying you play him less. You play Moreland more, you play Hanley less. That's all. You're going to have to play Moreland against both righties and lefties at times. Sorry, you're just going to have to do that.
Who do you think made this move?
I think Dave Dombrowski made this move. I don't believe it went higher.
What did he say 3 days ago, Jim?
Think it was Cora?
Cora?
You don't think Cora had a hand in this?
No, I don't.
Zero.
No, I don't. I think it comes down to the GM. The president of baseball ops, Dave Dombrowski, made this call. I don't think that this is about money. I don't think the Red Sox are looking to save money on this. They're already on the hook for another $15 million.
4 days ago, Dombrowski called him one of our best leaders.
So you think that what?
The one now said
it's
Danny
not
Ainge?
His move? So you think that there was other influences?
I'm sure he gave Cora the heads up, like, hey, here's what we're thinking. So don't be floored. Get your team ready.
Maybe let me ask you this. Was this the move all along? Hey, when Pedroia comes back, we're going to designate Hanley. That's the move from the start.
What if Hanley had a May like he had in April? What if he was tearing the cover off the ball?
Or maybe they said that. Maybe it's like, all right, if he's so-so, we're going to do this. If he's lights out, then we'll readjust at that time. I'm starting to wonder if this was the... It lines up too nicely, doesn't it? Why do they keep Swihart for so long? We've been asking that all along.
Pedroia?
Like, it just seems like it lines up too cleanly right here.
Is Swihart going to get more playing time now? That's all I want to know.
He's a catcher.
Well, it's his best position, according to Alex Cora, but he's not going to be allowed to play it. Ralph in Cranston. Hi, Ralph.
Hey, guys. You know, if this did affect a luxury tax hit, I could say, well, it makes some sense, if it even does.
It doesn't.
But, other than that, I mean, see, to me, I would have released Nunez. To me, Nunez, I want to release somebody. Nunez, I hate terrible fielders, and he is nothing but a liability, and they've got to put it back. But doing this, I mean, what if their right-handed bats goes down? This is a team that has wasted so much money. They are the worst I've ever seen as a team that just wastes money, whether it's Crawford, whether it's Sandoval, whether it's this. And they've got a lot of things coming up. I mean, they got a lot of guys that are going to be free agents that are going to want a lot of money. They're going to want their contracts tripled, starting with Kimbrel. So this just, if you're not going to save money, why would you get a guy? What if Moreland gets hurt? Now they have no bench. You know, this doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. Unless we're going to find out something happened. Did he have a dirty urine? I don't know. This just, to me, makes no sense. But if I had to release someone, you know, I would let Swihart catch a little bit. You have two catches that are automatic outs. Why don't you try him at catcher? What is Cora waiting for? That's why I wouldn't have released him, but I would have released Nunez.
Okay. Nunez playing on the right side of the infield is a train wreck. He's better suited and is more comfortable playing on the left side, and defensively he's better. But you've had to watch 40 games of Eduardo Nunez playing second base, which he's not great at. He has. He's been really bad at second base. Nunez has value to your team. But the problem is you've got like too many guys like that. Nunez and Brock Holt, to me, are the same guy. And you feel that way? I feel like that's the same thing. Same utility infielder that you've got there that can play a bunch of different positions.
I think Nunez is strictly a DH now. At this point, with the guys they have healthy right now,
that was my
DH.
Question. Who's your DH?
No, it's not. If you want to give Devers a day off, you can play.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's fill in. He's the DH for 90% of his appearances now at this point, I think. And then he spot fills in for guys because Holt can fill in for guys too.
I can't believe that Jackie Bradley is still there and Hanley Ramirez is not now. Like, wow. Talking impact in the lineup.
Right. Of all the guys you could have moved, you could have moved on from Jackie Bradley Jr.
Yes.
And you could have made J.D. Martinez an everyday outfielder, which is what he wants. And offensively, statistically, he's better when he's playing the field. Why? I don't know. But J.D. Martinez likes to play the field.
Sox just made it official, by the way.
Sox have officially
announced. Activated Pedroia. Designated Hanley.
Pedroia is back, and there is no lack of drama. Hanley Ramirez on the way out. More of your calls and reaction to this news. Here's Hardy with headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
As we just heard, it is now official. The Red Sox have activated Dustin Pedroia and designated Hanley Ramirez for assignment. That opens up the spot for Pedroia. For Ramirez's sake, they're going to walk away from more than $15 million remaining on his salary through the duration of the season. Hello. And they have 7 days to trade or release him. Once again, Hanley Ramirez designated for assignment, making room for Dustin Pedroia, who has been activated. The Red Sox, by the way, lost last night 6-3 to the Rays in Tampa. Tonight they open up a 3-game set. Would you shut up with that thing?
Ding, 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 dong.
Slack. What are you doing?
It's slack.
Is that one of Jim's sound effects?
Come on, we got a tweet from Pete Abe in there or something? What are we doing?
Is that one of Jim's bad sound effects of a golf ball falling in a hole?
It sounds like the aliens from Signs, doesn't it? Let's see if another one pops up here. Anyway, Celtics, game 6 tonight in Cleveland. Green have a 3-2 series lead. They can close things out tonight. We'll get the latest from Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell. They start with the Mindcast Celtics pregame show, 8 o'clock right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Last night, Golden State Warriors lost to the Houston Rockets in Houston 98-94, so the Rockets are now up 3-2 in that best of seven. Their game 6 is tomorrow night. Headlines are brought to you by Gravely Lawnmowers. Buy a Gravely zero-turn ZTX zero-turn mower.
Yeah, do what Maz did, baby. Ride around on that thing. Cut that grass.
Little is $28.99. Go to Gravely.com for your local dealer today. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
I'm going to King Arthur, the Knights of the Round Table.
Could this head injury have been caused by a fall?
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Why do you have to butcher every song?
I don't know.
Everyone, come back. This was a listener submission last year. We have any
Smell the Moon's
coming up, Jim?
Smell the Moon in your perfume.
Memorial Day Friday flashbacks.
Yeah, the Hanley news kind of pushed them back.
But yeah,
maybe starting next hour.
Are we going to get to them?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. This was probably right around a year ago at this time.
Yep.
We had a listener tell us to look this one up for Yacht Rock Friday.
The great Steve Forbert.
Never heard of him, but it works. Turn it up, right. Jim!
Yeah. So right now, meet me in the middle of the day. Let me hear you say everything's okay. Come on out beneath the shining sun. Shining moon. Meet me in the middle of the night. Let me hear you say everything's listen to this. Here comes moon.
As we try and figure out why Hanley Ramirez was designated for assignment, it is possible that they sat him down and told him he was going to get benched, and he reacted negatively to it. And they said, we're not dealing with this. We're not dealing with you. We're not dealing with this becoming a problem in our clubhouse.
Malcolm Butler.
You getting... What?
No.
What do you mean?
That's what it reminded me of.
Explain that one for
Malcolm
me.
Malcolm didn't like getting benched, start crying on the sidelines. Next thing you know, he's not in the plans. Not to the same extent.
So now we know what happened?
Wait.
No. Now we gotta. We're sitting here and we're trying to guess.
Okay, but
well, maybe he threw a fit.
I think that's a stretch.
Maybe there's a pee test. Maybe he's got bad urine.
No, but this one's a little bit more reasonable in that they didn't want to bench him because he knows he's playing for that $22 million next year, and they didn't want to go through with it because they sat him down and had a discussion with him about it and said, "Hey, you're like 0 for May, so we're gonna sit you down. You're not hitting," and he got upset. And maybe saw the writing on the wall with Pedroia coming back, and maybe he thought that he was going to start losing at bats, and he was pissed off about it. And so, therefore, they said, well, he's obviously not going to react well to this. He's going to pout. He's going to be a problem. He's gone. Maybe that's what happened. Or they just knew that he was going to be a problem once they went through with it.
And plus, I thought, to my point, that he had the clubhouse. I said there was something missing when David Ortiz went into retirement. It was a leadership aspect in that clubhouse, and we sat here and we said, well, who's the next leader? Can it be Betts? Can it be Bogarts? Well, Bogarts is too quiet. Pedroia's best days have really passed him. He's going to be a natural leader because of the way he hustles and his approach to the game, but Hanley felt like it was starting to be the next closest thing to not David Ortiz at the plate and the clutch gene and all that. Even Jim read some numbers there where this year it seems Hanley has been clutch and in big spots. Some big home runs in April. And I know it hasn't been great lately, but it felt like the guy has the clubhouse. You know what I mean?
Cody sent us a tweet saying Hanley was on that TB12 plan. Maybe he was spreading the message in the clubhouse, and the Red Sox pulled a Belichick to get out in front of it. They wanted to get him and Guerrero out of the clubhouse.
Their trainers were complaining?
Before they started recruiting the whole team. They wanted to avoid having a Patriots situation on their hands. Hey, you had to go. Moose in Middleborough says this move makes sense for the Red Sox. Hi, Moose.
Gentlemen, this is only about that $22 million. There's 300 at bats away. If they were going to avoid it and not get rid of him, he can only play half the season. His contract is untradeable. Why do you think they play his walk up music? Is "Take on Me" because they want somebody to take him on. They want to get rid of him. They don't have any options with this. You guys always praise Belichick for getting rid of a guy too soon, a year too soon, rather than a year too late. If that number vests, if he hits those plate appearances, that's a year too late, and you're stuck with him for next year at $22 million.
Don't play him. You didn't have to release him, or you didn't have to release him yet. Did it have to be done now at, you know, what, 197 is the plate appearances?
Could you imagine going on a bad stretch now, and all of a sudden you end up 4 games behind the Yankees, and you're going to look back at this point like, wow, the day Dave Dombrowski killed the Red Sox 2018 season.
And you're not exactly doing it cheap. You're paying $15 million for him to not play for you. I mean, give me a break. He had a long way to go before he got there. He could have gotten hurt. You could have put him on the bench. You could have done a lot of things to avoid that. The fact that they played him every single day still tells me that maybe they had thought about this long in advance and they knew at some point this year they were going to release him. That might be true, but tell me why it had to be today.
Right. Well, because Pedroia's ready to come back.
Yeah, but why? Why couldn't it have not been somebody else?
Yeah, why not Bradley?
I don't know. I just don't think that it's automatically about next year.
I mean, I understand the money. I do. But that sport, they really don't care about the money. How much dead money have they eaten before?
Here's what's a good thing.
Look at Ruzne Castillo.
When you're talking about losing a power bat, which is what Hanley is, right?
Yeah.
You're losing a power bat. Do you notice that we are not at all talking about the fact that the Red Sox lineup will miss it? They're not going to miss Hanley Ramirez. They'll be fine without Hanley Ramirez. And that's a credit to the rest of the lineup. That's a credit to Mookie Betts. That's a credit to J.D. Martinez. That's a credit to all the guys in this lineup who have produced. Are they going to miss his bat? Based on what you've
seen? Yeah, when Moreland goes cold, and he inevitably is going to go cold.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, but when Moreland goes cold, is it going to be any worse than what Hanley's doing right now?
No.
I don't know. Pedroia's coming back from a major surgery, right? Nunez is always hurt. Moreland who knows? I mean, there's going to be some holes in the lineup. If Swihart turns into a great player, then yeah, no, they're not going to miss him.
No, I just don't think that they're going to miss him right now.
No, I know
think
that.
They're producing. They'll produce without Hanley Ramirez in the lineup.
See, I think there's a lot of good points here that I think everybody's talking about, and you kind of understand why they did it. But I think the one big risky one is if this guy had the clubhouse, what kind of impact is this going to have internally? And that's something that bears watching. We'll see who the leaders are. Again, like, Pedroia's not coming in to disrupt that. He's been around. Young players know Pedroia. So, like, oh, we gotta understand. Who's this guy? I don't know. I just thought Hanley had a pretty good grip of the clubhouse, and I liked the way it was trending finally with him this year.
Well, I didn't like the way it was trending.
Maybe that's part of the timing. They got a leader coming back in Pedroia, and they got a leader going out in Ramirez. One for one swap.
The little leader is back. And Hanley is gone. 617-779-0985. We got full lines here. People really want to talk about Hanley Ramirez getting let go by the Red Sox today. We'll continue talking about it and the implications for the Red Sox going forward.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Right back to your call, 617.
Hang on, Vito. Hang on. What? We got a surprise for Zoe.
Oh, what?
His fish and chips are here.
Get out of here.
Intern's got him.
Get out of here.
Bring him in.
Go ahead, Colin.
Bring him in. You serious? The hell out of here. Get out of here. You pissed me off already. Get out of here.
For those of you listening, the intern just brought in a bag of Swedish fish. And a bag of potato chips.
You ought to roll your first week. Get out of here. Go eat them, you little kid.
Zoe's not happy.
Do you know how excited I just got?
Do you know how angry he is?
What is this, the off-air show? The off-air show! Hell yeah!
That's what you got for fish and chips.
It's not even funny. And you sit back here with that smile on your face.
Who came up with that? Did the intern come up with that idea?
Yeah.
Jim did.
That was the best $2.25 I spent all week.
I come in here today. You did it? That's your idea.
You went to the vending machine.
Went upstairs, the one that takes cards, yeah.
You bought a bag of potato chips.
He paid
and
a fee
Swedish
for a credit card
fish.
Charge on a vending machine.
A fee?
Look at the Popeyes. I don't even
fee
take
was $2.25.
That right now.
Jim and Beverly up next. Right. Hanley Ramirez, DFA. What do you got?
Hey, what do you say, Mark?
Hey, what do you say, man?
What's up, Zoe?
What's up, man? What's going on?
So listen, I hate this move. I hate this move. You had this locker room, this dugout, when someone hits a home run, the mojo's just good there right now. Pedroia's going to come back and ruin it, number one. Yeah, I mean, you had the 1-2 punch. I know he's not hitting right now, but you had Ramirez Martinez. I hate this move.
Jimmy's one of the few guys that keeps me in my seat. He keeps me in my seat when he's up the bat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they had the 1-2 punch going. I'm sorry. This team was going good. You were in first place, and you pull a bonehead move like this. And I it better not be about the money. Cause they,
what is partially about the money? I mean, it gives them flexibility. It may not help this team this year, but down the road it might. But when have they ever been concerned about shaving money? When have they ever been concerned with that?
You had one. I hate this move.
I mean, it seems like finally at the beginning of the year, this guy gets going. And I know it hasn't been good lately. The 1-2 punch isn't there as of now. It's 1-2 put out.
Marty in Warwick. Hey, Marty.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Marty.
Just trying to figure out where Brock Holt still fits in on this team. You have
who cares?
Coming back.
Who
Nunez.
Cares? Tired of Brock Holt.
I don't want him. I think he should have been the one going instead of Hanley. Because Moreland's eventually going to cool off starting at first base.
Cheap and versatile. If we're going to save money, this is what you're going to do. This is what teams that want to save money do. I don't know. I'm starting to get angry about it.
Yeah, why are you yelling at everybody?
I don't know. I'm sorry for yelling. Because Jim,
He's mad about that. The fish. He's not mad at the colors.
Jim set the tone of segment. Let's F with Zoe. You knew I was going to go, right? I walk in today. Paulin's crazy, and the intern's sitting there, and he's already tapping his foot in the green room, back room. What's up? Get lit this weekend, huh? Gonna get lit? Yeah, gonna crush it. Yeah. What's his name again? Colin?
Check. He went to a concert last night.
Where'd you go?
He went to Post Malone.
I don't... Oh, you did?
Really?
With our old intern, Dylan. They're friends, apparently.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
Or their girlfriends are friends.
Dylan Theo?
Yeah.
Dylan?
Yep. Yeah.
Theo.
They were rocking out Post Malone.
Are buddies?
Their girlfriends are friends, yeah.
Their girlfriends. Where? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Dylan the intern, also known as Theo.
But they are Panama Red. How much weed did you smoke last night? Aren't all his songs about weed?
Just uncomfortable laughter.
Give me some Post Malone, Jim. So people are like, there are some listeners I'd have no clue who Post Malone is.
It's pretty fresh.
Yeah, stop it. You didn't smoke any pot. Pothead.
Gianni and Peabody. Gianni.
What's going on?
Hey.
What's going on?
Hey, so, I don't care what you guys are talking about. Last year, Hanley was a bum, and now you guys are whining about him leaving.
No, that was Maz with the canine stuff. I never called him a bum. Did you ever call him a bum?
Not a bum.
No. Never did. Maz called him a canine. He's a dog.
Did you wear $22 million?
No.
No, who is?
Okay, there's a lot of plays that wear $22 million. They're going to play Swihart, and they're going to use it for somebody else next year.
You know you didn't have to release him to avoid that option for next year.
Still, I don't know. It's better to play Swihart now and get rid of him while you can.
So you're totally okay with this move?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
I don't think it's going to have any real lasting damage to the Red Sox this season.
I know that from a baseball standpoint. But for me in that sport, I do like the guys that can play and have a personality at the same time instead of being a drip. Or instead of being J.D. Druid. I'm just so methodical. You know? Hanley had a... He had a magnetic personality.
There is part... Yeah, I don't care about that.
That's
the only reason to keep a guy.
I prefaced it with, he's good, though. I mean, you got to be good.
Isn't there a part of you that just likes it based on the fact that it is a bold move? It's unexpected, and they obviously put some thought into this, and they made a move that is not any of the easier options, I should say.
It doesn't make sense why he's been hitting three. Every day. He's been hitting third in the lineup every single day, and then he's gone. There's no slow play of it. Like, all right, he's going to sit the bench a few days, then he's going to... No, he's hitting third DFA.
Well, it made sense to bat him third in April. In the month of May, it was not making much sense to have him batting third. There was no... I get what you're saying, though. There was no natural progression to getting DFA'd. There was no, okay, we drop you down to the lineup to see if we get you going.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not hitting, so we're going to put you on the bench, and we're going to try and find you spots to get some at-bats and see if you get going, you know, as a part-time player.
We've tried
everything. And, hey, we've tried everything, so now you're gone. No, it was, all right, this guy can't hit anymore. Get out. There is that element.
And an odd twist
but
to it.
But it makes up... Now they've got some room in that order to, you know, add Dustin Pedroia.
Yeah. In a weird way, and this is the weirdest twist of it all.
He can bat number two again if they want to. They can slide him right back to the two hole, and yeah, everything's nice kosher. Cora doesn't have to be hard on his guy, Pedroia.
In an odd twist, I never thought 2 years ago I'd be sitting here arguing against getting rid of Hanley Ramirez. You know, it's taken me a while to like him.
Is he worth $22 million? No.
No.
Nope, he's not.
Is JD? Probably.
Right now he is.
Yeah.
Right now he's worth that money.
What the hell's Betts worth then?
Let's go to Paul in Brockton. Hey, Paul.
Hey.
Hey.
The bad move getting rid of Manny. Bad move. Like, $22 million. I don't think it's a lot of money. JD Drew, when he hit that home run, they said he was worth his whole year's salary with that one home run he hit in the playoffs.
It was a World Series we're talking about.
It was the ALCS.
I know that,
Cleveland.
But it got you. It helped get you to your... to the World Series.
All right, and that's the point that Paul's making.
Go ahead.
That he could be a clutch hitter in a key spot as a one at bat.
Yep.
What did Manny bat in the playoffs last year? He was the only one that was hitting.
Hanley.
Yeah. Nah.
Only one that hit. He was going 4-for-4, too.
Yeah, last year in the Houston series, he went 8-for-14. Is that what it was?
Yeah. We need all the help we can get, and it's just a bad move getting rid of him. He delivers when he needs to and when we need. You know, he's been a good player. He's had his moments, but I'm against it. Just see.
Okay.
Yeah, because you feel you can use him in a lesser role. Use him as a late-inning guy. Use him for a pinch-hitter situation. Use him in spots where you would think having a big power bat to kind of plug in would work. But here's the thing. What if he wasn't willing to accept that role?
Yeah, that's the thing. I can't wait to hear.
If that conversation happened, I sort of understand why they would have done it.
Can't wait to hear from Hanley on it. Yeah, was he approached? Was this talked about? Hey, here's a couple things we're thinking about doing here to try and get you going. And would you play ball? Meaning, would you agree to it? Not that you have to do that with a player. It's nice to get it out in front and say, here's the plan. You know how you're hitting right now, and it's not that good.
Hardy has our headlines. We'll get caught up on things with him, and we'll be back with the noontime hour on this Friday.